8:03. And Brandon, as part of our continuing Friday series, we are fortunate enough to be working with our local legislators and getting some perspectives from them. And on the phone today, we have State Representative Susie Carlson joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
We're doing well around here. And is this your first live interview here, doing these in the mornings?
It is. Can you tell already?
No, okay. Not at all. I think you're cool as a cucumber. So good stuff. So tell us what's some of the fun things that you're working on in Topeka.
Well, of course, today is going to be probably a pretty big day. There are no committee meetings scheduled at all. And instead of gaveling in for our session on the floor at 11, we gavel in at 9 o'clock today. And the biggest ticket will be the final vote on the amendment to the Constitution over the abortion issue. So it passed yesterday by a lot more than it needed to. On final action, there has to be 84 votes in favor, and yesterday there were 80. So I'm sure that there were some phone calls going on. I had voted for the amendment, so I wasn't contacted, but they will be trying to reach the 84 number to pass the amendment, and that is to get that bill, to get it on the August ballot versus the November ballot. So I think the big thing about that is that there are people that are for the amendment, but they would like to see it on the November ballot rather than when there's lower voter turnout in the primary. So that's just going to be one of those things that we'll see how it goes today, because, like I said, they seemed very close yesterday, but I truly do not know.
Representative Carlson, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. This is Brandon Peoples. I see it looks like four people didn't vote on that bill yesterday. Do we know kind of where they stand on the issue, perhaps?
You know what? I do not. One person was there, was present, and didn't vote. And then we did have some that were absent. I know that one of the gentlemen, the representatives that was absent, did have an illness, and he was able to make it back for his last committee meeting yesterday, so I do expect him to be there. But I wish I could tell you, but I don't know.
Oh, very good. Well,
I know that there were people that were going to go around and talk to people. My district is for this. They don't want Kansas to be like the state of New York, to where anything goes. So I voted my district and voted in favor. But like I said, I think one of the big things is that there are people that voted no simply because they would rather see it on the November ballot.
That's the key issue here today. I guess we'll find out what takes place there. If that does happen to go, will this be the next step here? Be creating potential ballot language here for that?
No, actually, what this amendment is supposed to do, because I'm not crazy about amending our Constitution. I think that's a very touchy place to go. But the way the Supreme Court interpreted the Constitution said that women have the right to do anything, which I'm a female, so I don't like Supreme Court or anybody else telling me these things, but you can't you just can't tell me, like in New York, that late-term abortions or anything. I mean, I'm a pro-life person. So, but what this amendment would do would it would take us back before. It'll take us back exactly where we were on abortion before the Supreme Court entered their interpretation of the Constitution. They hadn't done it before, but they chose to go back and revisit it, and they decided that this is how they interpreted the Constitution. So what this amendment would do is to take us back to what we had in place in Kansas before they decided their interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, that's quite a discussion topic. And, this is one that never goes away, and that will continue. But there is some significant progress for those that are pro-life right now.
Yes, and I know, and I am pro-life, but the thing is that this doesn't say that you cannot have an abortion in Kansas. It takes it back to where it was before, incest, rape, or the health of the mother. So it just takes us back to those. And I know people are worried about, well, then we'll start making other changes. I don't think anybody is looking to make more changes to the Constitution or anything. We just want women to be safe. And the way it is right now, it could go back decades to where clinics don't have to be licensed. And so the mother and child would both, they're both in danger here if you have a wrongful or an unclean situation. So we're really trying to protect both of them, the child and the mother, with wanting everything just to go back the way it was before the Supreme Court, and take us back to where we feel like it's healthy situations for both.
Speaking today with State Representative Susie Carlson, and Susie, we're going to get a little bit more lighthearted here for just a couple of moments, because our own Mitch Fortner wanted to say hi and give you a shout out. And what I would like to know is if you have any really good dirt on Mitch Fortner that our listeners would appreciate knowing, because apparently, you know, you and your kids have had, quite a connection over the years.
And you know what? I do. But, you know, it's kind of.
Are you going to play it safe on us?
Nope. Because he was. He's a good friend. And we always love seeing him. And we love what he's been doing and how far he's come. But, you know, I have to treat him just like I would one of my boys. And so, you know, what happens in Clay Center stays in Clay Center.
Oh, look at you. You handle that political aspect really good.
Well, thank you. But we think the world of Mitch, and we always love getting a chance to hear him and to be around him.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us, and you're on rotation. We'll see you, have you on here in about 3 more weeks or so.
And it's been my pleasure, and thank you all so much.
State Representative Susie Carlson, you do the same. Thank you for joining us here at News Radio KMAN. That wraps up our news time. In Focus next hour.
Yes, In Focus, we'll have Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Area Convention.